The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What are your thoughts on having multiple coaches at one time? So I don't remember the last time I didn't have multiple coaches. However, that comes with a warning, all right? I hire coaches for specific purposes. And so, you know, I would probably not have like two like life coaches, right? You know, two coaches telling me how to live my life or something like that. But I mean, right now I have, three. I have one coach that is, they are a scaling business process system expert, right? So they, you know, they work with the Gazelle Corporation, which wrote the book Scaling Up. And so that's their business hardcore, knows very little about network marketing in any way, shape, or form, but knows business. So knows what metrics we should be tracking, knows the, okay, what's the, you know, return on investment per position and, you know, like some stuff that I wouldn't even think about. Business guru is there. I have another person who is, you know, just a juggernaut, in the industry and someone that I work with and you know, get feedback from and bounce ideas off of and things like that. So I am very elastic. I'm able to, you know, bend and shape to the advice and information that I take in. Not everyone is that way. So some people, you know, they can't take information in and adapt it to what makes sense for their situation. And quite frankly, some people shouldn't. Some people should just follow the letter to, you know, to the law. Where you get into trouble is when you have a whole bunch of free coaches, okay? That's where it gets sticky and difficult. So I don't consume a ton, just full candor. I don't consume a ton of free information. And the reason is I always know that, not that they mean to and not that there's, malice there or anything like that, but I always know there's always more to the information that you consume that's free. And so like when we do, you know, something like this, when we do a Facebook Live, I'm sharing with you my experience, my opinions about your particular question. Okay. Don't hold anything back. I don't know what, you know, nothing there. But depending on your situation, there may be slight adjustments to my advice that would benefit you tremendously. But I'm not here talking to you, right? You're not in front of me. I'm not coaching you in a personal kind of situation. And so the problem becomes if someone, you know, just logs into the interwebs and, you know, downloads their 15 different free videos and tries to make perfect sense of all these different things, that's where you can run into problems, because in every one of those videos, there might be a little tweak that for your situation would get you 10 times the results, or without that tweak, that will never work. And so this is why, you know, we came up with this phrase a few years ago. I think a few people use it now, but sometimes free is your most expensive option. Because if you're just consuming free and you don't have the ability to ask a furthering question, you know, like, hey, here's my situation. What do you think about that? When you don't have that, it can be costly. It can be costly in results, and it can be costly in the time it takes to execute that idea. And so totally fine. And I'll tell you, this is how I operate. And I realized that I didn't start this way because I was dead broke. But as soon as I was able to, as soon as my business was profitable, if I consumed, you know, sometimes free content, but like normally I would just buy a course. So I'm not, if I want to do something, I want to get there faster because time is more important than money. And so I will, you know, buy a course. If I go start going through a course and I really resonate with that person, I want to hire them because I want to be able to speed up my results much faster and just be able to ask my questions directly versus go through a 10-hour course or whatever. And so totally fine to have multiple coaches. There probably will never be a time in my life where I don't have multiple coaches. However, the danger is if you aren't able to balance your scenarios or your past or your experience or your target market or whatever with that coach, free can be costly to you. And so, you know, here I am delivering, you know, free training, you know, to you, obviously, and hopefully it's helping you out. But in almost every case, there might be a little nuance, a little switch that if only we were able to sit down or you were able to sit down with, you know, some coach somewhere, you would get that answer that may not be in the free content. Not that it was hidden on purpose, but just that you can't cover every single scenario and every piece of free content. So hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.